from Grimes.
Oh, thanks. To what degree are performance artists in Singapore consulting and collaborating with artists in other Singapore companies? And these artists could be theatre artists or production side people or designers. Like, to what degree?
I would say there's a lot more cross-pollination now in 2014 than was evident to when I first came on the Singapore scene in about 2001. In the sense that there are collaborations, there are sort of festivals where both, whether it's M1 Fringe or the Singapore Theatre Festival that Wild Rice was running, mm-hmm. In which case, in where companies actively seek other companies to collaborate with them. And I used to hypothesize that compared to the KL scene, where there was no funding from the government whatsoever in the days when I was active in the late 90s, mm-hmm. people were free to collaborate because they were not necessarily concerned about their distinguishing their branding in terms of building mm-hmm. up their own equity with either commercial sponsors mm-hmm. or with the Arts Council. But I now realize that is changing, and I really like this development. So I think creatively, on a company level, there are some collaborations. Certainly in terms of individual artists, you will see there are some actors, like each theatre company appears to have a loose sort of family of mm-hmm. performers who reappear in their works, or a loose family of designers who reappear in their works or will do things for them. But that also is fluid. And there's some, let's say, performers who will work for every company.
Yeah.
And there's some companies that are less particular about, or they've evolved less of a practice of rehiring the same people. I think designers even more mobile than performers, and the most mobile, I think, are the production people,
yeah.
Because your stage managers, your crew are very much in demand, mm-hmm. and they will work across companies, and they're actually probably very good people to talk to about the Singapore theatre scene because they see everything,
yeah.
and they experience many different ways of working, and it's true that the kind of quote unquote crew gossip
yeah.
about different theatre makers is probably more accurate and more unsentimental and more interesting than the so-called creative people's gossip.
How much of that do you think is international collaboration?
How much of the
that kind of cross collaboration between companies? Like, how much? To what degree do you think Singapore companies collaborate with international artists?
I mean,
or companies.
Like in the case of Checkpoint, mm-hmm. and if I look at our own projects, we have the Cogito translation project in which we've worked with Sanjokai, which is a theatre company based in Chiba, just outside Tokyo, in Japan. That's on devising a new methodology of translating theatre. In my place, in this case, my play Cogito being translated into Japanese. So that's been an ongoing collaboration. Which we started talking about it in 2009, which kicked off in 2012 and is still ongoing as different phases get funded separately. There's also a collaboration with Playwriting Australia,
mm-hmm.
which began last year with the Singapore Writers Festival, us doing readings of Australian plays, and then now with in the forthcoming National Play Festival in Australia in June, Checkpoint has been invited, so five of us are going over. We're doing Faith Ng's play For Better For Worse, which was developed and produced originally by Checkpoint, as well as excerpts of my play Waiter Silk and Skin, and then panel discussions there. So that's on the Checkpoint side, and I know other theatre companies have various other things that have been their works. Like, for instance, my perception is theatre works from a very early stage began doing a lot of work overseas, or at least Keng Sen in his personal capacity did. I know TNS has been doing stuff overseas. Wild Rice will tour their shows to other countries. So I think different companies approach the notion of foreign tours differently.
Mm-hmm.